This is audio files made from the text written interview of an alleged Pleiadian contact person, named Adrian, who says he is a walk-in. This interview is from spring 1996. The Adrian interview. Note, when Adrian arrived for the interview, he had lost his contact notes. They had either been misplaced or stolen, and this greatly perturbed him. From what I have read of his writings, he is very eloquent and profound. This interview, and the transcription of it, will help him greatly in the future because of the loss of these notes. He speaks English with a heavy Spanish accent, and some of this transcript may be hard to understand because of his unique manner of speaking and inflection. I have tried to clean it up where I can, and once you get into the rhythm of the piece you should have no problems. It is also an interview video, which is linked from the file. galactic.no/rune/adrain_interview.htm. Part 1. May 8, 1996. Text to photo. A Type 3 variation beam ship taken by Adrain in 1994 on the golf course adjacent to his condo in Miami. It is capable of both interstellar flight and time travel. The Pleiadians open their invisibility screens just enough to be photographed and remain cloaked to all other observers. It is startling that these are the same ships filmed by Billy Mayer in Switzerland 20 years ago. Sean, so, with the loss of your contact notes, you are probably going to have to pretty much start all over from the beginning today. Adrain, yes, I suppose I should. Sean, because the things that we are going over are very important, they have everything to do with what is happening on our little Earth. Tell me about the pendant you are wearing. The pendant appears to be a large yellow faceted sapphire about the size of a small egg. Adrain, what do you think of it, eh? Sean, I think it is beautiful. It looks like a yellow sapphire. Adrain, actually it is a citron. It is a thing I wanted but I did not know exactly how it would come about. I needed a jewel that would perform certain functions. Laughs, looks like you have one too. He points at the medallion around my neck. Sean, it is called a nuclear receptor. Adrain, that is interesting. That comes from Fred Bell, yes? Sean, yes. Dr. Fred Bell. He sends his regards by the way. He is also a UFO contactee. Adrain, holding up his pendant, I wanted something that I could work with for certain reasons, certain personal things, and so I just sent out the thought. Then the Pleiadians came in and said they were going to give me something. In this case it was from someone else. A friend of mine called and said, I have this beautiful thing for you. When I saw it I freaked out. Because it was exactly what I wanted. The shape and everything. So they used her as a mediator, you know? Sean, does it have any particularly unique powers of abilities, or is it just nice? Adrain, it seems just nice, but it is used to reflect back negativity. Anything as far as thoughts from people or actions or whatever, it will be reflected right back at them. Sean, so you were born originally in Cuba? Adrain, Havana, Cuba. Yes. Sean, when is your birthday? Adrain, this one, this body, was born the 19th of November 1955. Sean, and in 1965 you came here to Miami? Adrain, well, the boy came here in 1960 and in 1965 was when the approach and the soul transfer occurred. Let us talk about that a little bit. The boy's physical body was very poor. He was partially mentally retarded and in very bad physical condition. I was throwing a ball in the air when I saw a V-shaped phalanx of ships coming across the sky. The lead ship began to glow very brightly and descend. I thought it was a plane crashing, so the boy ran towards his bike, and before he could make it, he was taken up in the ship. Inside the craft was when the boy first saw Adrain. He is from a planet called Romul in the Charon star system, some 950 years in our linear future. The boy was placed in a glass cylinder and his soul essence was removed and healed, where it was incarnated in a much more positive environment. Then Adrain laid down in a second glass cylinder. There was a device that looked like a large white box, like a refrigerator, placed horizontally, with glowing tubes coming out of the glass cylinder into and out of the white box. A drain transferred maybe 10 or 20% of his mind and soul into this body, so that he could exist simultaneously in the future and in this Earth timeline. Like an archaeologist or anthropologist that has found a way to travel in time and not disrupt the structure of the time he is studying. When I got up out of the glass cylinder on the ship, and I saw this huge blonde being, it was like looking in a mirror. Like looking back at myself. Sean, so you are saying that you are not simply a contactee, a human being in contact with extraterrestrials, but that you are, in fact, one of them. Adrain smiles. When I came in full consciousness. During the process of days I started losing my original memory, except the most important thing, who I was. That was never lost. I retain only certain memories. Now, I am sort of trying to recuperate. I sort of went down for a long time and now I am on my way back up. Little by little. In other words, I have been left with about 5% of the whole consciousness. Everything else is in the other one, the AT. So I am very human now, you know? When I came in, I took over all the mentally retarded boy's debts. His karma. That was part of the deal in the astral plane, so that he could progress very quickly in his new incarnation. When I had fixed his karma to a comfortable degree, then I left his family. I'll never forget it. The Pleiadians came into my room one day and said they had orders from the Pleiadian High Council. You've got to leave as soon as possible. Everything is arranged for you, because the vibrations here in the home are interfering with our contacts. I was a little surprised in a way, but I was expecting it. The Pleiadians said. Do not worry, everything is fine. Everything will be okay. We have contacts. And we have made arrangements. Do not worry about anything. Just pack up, and we will take care of everything. Sean, how old were you when this happened? Adrain, around 16 or 17, I think. Sean, where were you? Was this in the United States? In Miami? Where did you move to when you were 16? Adrain, that is a curious thing. I did what they told me, packed everything. Then I get a call from a friend of mine, saying to meet these guys who just came from Japan, a martial artist, staying for a while in Miami. Oh, I said, man, that is for me, I love martial arts. Then I went to see them, and we became friends, and evidently they saw something, maybe not strange, but different in me, and they asked me if I wanted to join them, and become part of the group. And I said, oh, this is the connection for me. So I went to live with these people, and I became a black belt and got involved with the Buddhist philosophy. Sean, did they have an ashram, like a dojo, here in Miami? Adrain, yes, here in Miami. They had a shrine in their house. So, I lived with them for months. I went to live with a friend that I met there with them for about a year. After that I got a job. Then I lived on my own and finally I got my own apartment. But I stayed in close contact with all of them, training for my black belt. Sean, so you started out being very independent, very young. Adrain, very young. They started kicking me, really early, to make me mature at a very accelerated rate at many levels, and told me not to depend on anyone and not to trust many people. Sean. Do you ever see your mother and father here much? Adrain, no, they are dead, physically, now. Sean, oh. I am sorry. Adrain, they were pretty old. At that time, with that family, I have a half-brother in New York, and that is about it. I do not have any more family. Sean, what happens to the physical soul of the, I am not sure what his original name was. But the original soul of the other body, the small boy you once were. Adrain, they told me they took him to South America to reincarnate, in a family, which was very interestingly, a family with money, and they are into metaphysical things. So, he is much better off. The deal was pretty good for him. Good for him, for us, for everybody. Because he was not going to make it. He was dying, and emotionally he wasn't well with that fanatically religious family. They were driving him crazy, you know. I was going crazy there, too. There were times I would come from school, and I would see priests and psychiatrists in the house, because they thought that the devil was in me. That is what they were saying. Sean, is that why? Adrain, yeah, because I would fool around with these people. Tell them the future, tell them sometimes what they were dreaming, and this bothered them. I would see what they would do. I spoke to these people like they were an experiment in the house, you know. Not in a malicious way, you know. I just wanted to see some reaction, to learn myself, and how they would take things, you know. I would play around like that, but, what really did it, was within 3 weeks of my coming into his body, I left the church. That is what really did it. Then the harassment and abuse got really very strong. Sean, you left the Catholic Church? When you were 10, and you told your parents you did not want to go anymore. Adrain, yup. That is it? Just like that. Sean, when was your first physical contact? When was the first time that you actually rode on a ship? Do you remember it? Physically, after you got your new body. Adrain, I have got to think back. Because there were times it was done physically and there were times it was done astrally, and sometimes that is very similar to the physical. I think the next time was right away, immediately, and this was in a matter of days, in the same park. And then I remember once, outside the Orange Bowl, I would come with my bike, and with my footballs, and just started kicking, and stayed till very late at night. Sean, so you were out playing football, and they came down and got you? Adrain, that is how it would happen for the contact. Sean, outside the Orange Bowl. Was it outside, or actually in the Orange Bowl? Adrain, no, no. In the parking lot, on the grass field, they have a big thing there. It is changed today from when the original abduction took place. Before it was bigger. And that is how they would do it, you know? My little bike, a bag of footballs. I was pretty good at kicking footballs. I was a kicker for Miami High and I was aiming to become a pro, and even once, some people from the New England Patriots, back then they were the Boston Patriots. They came right up to the field, and they told me, you are a good field goal kicker. You can play for us. So I started preparing everything to go. Something told me to drop it, because that would have taken me in another direction in my life, so, I turned them down. But, today, I still have the little part of me that asks how could it have been? I could have played pro football, can you imagine? Sean, well, we have better things planned for you, believe me. And, so do the Pleiadians, I guess. Did they ever give you a reason, as to why particularly they chose the body that you are in now? As to why they chose you at that time? Adrain, because one of the things they told me was that they knew the people in the family, a lot of the family members of this body, and all the incarnations. They have had conflict with the same people that live in that family of the little boy. Not only that, but there were things from the past, dangling, that had to be conquered and resolved. But on top of everything else, on many levels, that was proper, for me to get excellent experience. Which I did. It was an excellent school. It was hard, it almost destroyed me many times. That is the whole thing. It was very good. It matured me. It helped me in many ways, on many levels. So many things like that were considered. The learning processes, the karmic process. It was all so carefully planned. That is why. That is the main reason. So, I met a lot of people that were not for me. But also I had things to accomplish with them and to learn. So, until today I am still learning just a little bit more until I leave this area. I am going to go at any moment, I am not sure. They do not tell me everything. You know how it works. They do not like to interfere. They might alter things. I guess I needed the energy here. They are always saying, you become a teacher in this area, so negative and so adverse. Boy, you can feel satisfied. Do you know what I mean? You can become a good teacher. That is what is happening to me. I want to do something else better now. Sean, when do you feel you absolutely have to be out of Miami? Adrian, I think absolutely, before 3 years. Because there are things that can happen before. But since I know that things can be changed, I always try to say that things can be either altered or pushed away. Sean, negative things? Adrian, things that have to do with geological disturbance and stuff like that. And I am not always thinking about that. And I do not care too much. I always think that if it is not for you, it is not for you. You will be at the right place at the right time. You do not have to be thinking of getting money to buy property in North Carolina, or afraid of this or afraid of that. I do not believe in that. I do not think in that way, anyway. You could be in the most dangerous places and the ship will come down right in an instant and take you and that is it. Sean, exactly what do they want? Adrian, they want stability right now. I know that for some it does not make any sense, it may even hurt them, but again, they say have faith, they are in control, and there is nothing to worry about. Some people, they see me as a little shaky, they think that maybe I am a little crazy, that I am a liar. Maybe my case could be fake. It is for our convenience. That is how I can proceed and work real good and then when the time comes, we will launch a plan of concrete evidence, and then suddenly everybody will be exposed from behind their mask. That is what we're redoing now. You just have to trust me. We are out to expose everybody that does not belong. Those people are going to stay behind, and whoever wants to come back later, we will not let them. So, I think that is what we are going to do. We are going to work with what we have, and I'll give you a little bit once in a while in the form of photos and video. Adrian took this photo of a Type 2 variation craft in flight several thousand feet in the air through the window of another beam ship that he was riding on. Notice the high clouds in the background. These photos have been thoroughly analyzed by photo, computer expert Don Selwyn of Imaging Services, a NASA contractor, and found to be completely authentic. Sean, with the videotape The Miami Contacts, and Randy Winter's book The Pleiadian Mission, and the network TV special I have planned, many people will be talking about your case and everybody will come along with their strong opinion one way or the other. Adrian, because there will come a time that the powerful, straight hardcore, undeniable evidence, will be brought to light. But these people, they will not be able to be a part of my project. They are going to want it, but they will not be allowed. Do not let them in, do not talk to them. They had their chance. They could have said, well, maybe, this is a little strange, but let us give the guy a chance, you know. And that shows they have a heart and they want to know the truth as people. At least it will not eliminate them very quickly. Those are the ones we want to find out where they are. But the others, the disbelievers, they are not getting anything in the future, on any level. So I am finding out already who to trust and who not to. Sean, was there a connection between Thetis and Nazi Germany? Adrian, yes, through the Thule and Vril secret societies. The ETs they originally made contact with were very negative. But even those ETs, because of certain reasons, they, too, are also changing. They are getting higher. I will see what happens and how they behave when their thing hits the fan. How do you say? All of them is a group together, the original people that were part of that scenario in WW2. We will see how much they have really changed. I know at least these Germans have changed a great deal. Now the ETs, I think they still have a little bit more to go, but they are changing. Their leader, this Ashtashran. Sean, what is the leader's name? Adrian, Ashtashran. He is also called Aruzik, which is his real name. Sean, yes? Adrian, he gave them the Germans the technology, and he helped all of them, along with Hitler, get away. That has nothing to do with the fact that the nine families had this technology even before all this. Hitler got his technology around the 30s. These people that were in control of Hitler and in control of the Nazi Party, the Thule Society, the real bastards, all this stuff, the whole thing. The nine families had all this technology long before it was given to Hitler and the Germans, since the 1800s. The nine families started very strong contacts with the evilites hundreds of years ago, and they helped them with the building of all this advanced stuff. Sean, you are saying Ashtar was the one that helped Hitler get away? Adrain, yes. He has done some very bad things. But, he may at some time in the future change, we will see. He is a Pleiadian renegade, this Ashtar. Sean, is that so? Adrain, he is an old Pleiadian renegade. Sean, why would the nine families choose the Germans to begin the release of this technology? Or to develop this technology? Adrain, because the Germans, they chose them as their police. Because the Germans are the closest thing genetically to the nine families' forefathers. They have alien genetics from these ETs. They are old Lirans and Pleiadians. The old warlike Lirans and Pleiadians who raped and pillaged across the galaxy millions of years ago. That is why during the war they... Give me time so I can explain something. You guys know already, more or less, but people should know. The wars, like all wars, are always controlled by the nine families ever since who knows when. Generation from generation. Just to make money, create mass genocide to control the populace and to take over land. They always control everybody that is involved. They have reunions of these insider people and they say, well, now tomorrow it is your turn to bring your troops and destroy all his troops. It is like fake wrestling. They get together and create a fake scenario, and everybody gets a piece of pie, and that is what has been happening for thousands of years. They chose the SS and all these people, the Germans, who actually have become the police, for the time being, while they were doing all these things, and World War II and before. And in the future also, because actually they were also the ones that created the CIA. The Germans did. The Germans are all of the high instructors of the CIA installations, wherever they are. All the teachers are German till this day. There is no contract saying that that is the way it is supposed to be, but it is just the law, and that is the way it is. They are all in control. Sean, do you remember the names? You mentioned the nine families a couple of times. Do you remember the names of the nine families? Adrain, yes, I know, but, I would not like to say. Sean, are the Rothschilds the leaders? Are the Habsburgs involved? Adrain, smiles cryptically. Sean, how about the royal families? Adrain, you are not going to put this out, are you? Sean, we want to know just for ourselves. I won't put anything out there unless you say that it is all right. Adrain, no. You can say what is going on. But, leave the names out. Because that is negative karma, and we do not want to damage anybody, either. We have got to remember, they are also us, and they have a right to do what they are doing, just like we have a right to do what we are doing. But we are not going to injure anybody either, even though we know what they are doing, it is okay. But that is all part of the plan. And the other people that you know, those commissions. What is it? The Trilateral and the CFR. They are just people getting used. Sean, are all of the nine families represented in the Bilderberg meetings? Adrain, yes, they are in charge of all these people. All these groups. The Bilderbergers that you mentioned, what was another one that you said? Sean, the Council on Foreign Relations. Adrain, I have a friend that used to be a chef for these people when they got together. With a very high clearance in the Luftwaffe. You know, he was a German. He said everybody was there in a NATO meeting, in the time when Nixon was the president. My friend is in the corner fixing the food. And then he hears Nixon start talking about something that my friend does not remember, and demanding some things. but in the middle of the room, where Nixon was sitting, at a long table, there were three guys. Very young, good-looking, dressed very nice. And all through the reunion they were very quiet and weird. They did not talk once to anybody. When Nixon started talking, the guy in the middle started yelling at Nixon saying, "You ass stupid. You keep your mouth shut." My friend, when he saw and heard that, he was freaking out. He said that Nixon actually physically hung his head down and wouldn't he look the man in the eye. Nixon's face turned red and he started trembling, like a child being scolded. Now, who was the guy in the middle? And the other two next to him? They were no more than 30 years old, yelling at the President of the United States. Sean, I wonder if Watergate happened after that? A drain, I know. Laughs and after that came Watergate. Sean, do these nine families have access to the bases on the moon? A drain, they are the ones that have had this advanced super technology since the 1800s, I believe. Who knows before that, I do not know. Aloo-oo-oom time. The thing that happened to the Nazis was giving them some part of the technology that they allowed them to have. It is like they were giving it to the police for when the war was over. I am going to get to that later. You will see how I am going to connect it. If I don't, remind me. Sean, it is all right. Adrian, they knew that after the war everybody involved was not going to destroy everything. The consciousness was totally all about just making money. So they needed Nazis to go and construct the CIA, who actually take care of these people, the former Nazi war criminals, when they go all around internationally, to establish themselves. That is what the CIA originally was set up for. Sean, as their own private police force. Adrain, yes. And that is exactly what it is to this day. To this day. But, the nine families have technology from those secret scientists that no one will ever know about. All the scientists that are German, and the ones that came after World War II, they are the ones on the moon. They are the ones on Mars. They've been there ever since the 40s. In the 40s they brought some French and some Japanese, too. Hundreds of thousands of people are up there. Hundreds of thousands of people all living underground. They literally have made it like an earth. They have lakes. They have trees. They've got everything. They can survive forever. They do not need anything. I have seen all this when I travel there on the astral plane. Sean, underground on Mars. Adrain, and on the moon, both. Sean, were there any indigenous people on Mars that protested when they went up there? Was there anybody left on Mars? Adrain, no. But in another dimension, yes. But not physically in how we see it. It is all deserted. Sean, on the moon, the huge tower that the NASA scientist Richard Hoagland's talking about. Tell me what that is. Click image right. Adrain, it is like an airport, like the thing over at the Miami airport, a control tower. Sean, Richard Hoagland says it is 20 miles high and is made out of glass? It is a communications tower for an airport. Adrain, yes. But that has to do with the old wars with Malone, from long ago, hundreds of thousands of years back. I do not think they are using it now for anything. They have probably tried to activate it, but I do not know if they have been successful. It is just like many of the things I have seen on Mars. The towers, pyramids and monuments and all. Ed. Note. Malonu is the name the Pleiadians gave to the fifth planet in our solar system which blew itself to smithereens in a great war over 200,000 years ago. What remains of Malonu is now the asteroid belt. Sean, have you been up close to those and seen them at all? Adrain, in the astral plane. Many years ago I saw all of the power. Like a giant speedway. What do you call it? Like a runway. It looked deserted. But most of this is underground. Sean, so what do these nine families have planned for us and the rest of the world in the next few years? First off, how do you know the plan, and how do you know what they have planned? Adrain, laughs man, that is a heavy question. One, because I was part of it once. In another incarnation I was one of these people. Sean, one of the nine families?